I came home from the station not long ago to find this on my old school telephone answering machine, with the caller saying he was with the IRS.
This is a verbal notification for you in regards to the enforcement action that have been started under your name. I hope you would take this right and call me as soon as possible. This is Austin Hall with the Department of Legal Affairs. Looking forward to speak to you.
Agent Hall helpfully left his phone number, which had a Seattle, Washington area code, by the way. I called the number the next day from one of the radio station's studios. When the line was answered, I announced, as required by Florida law, that the call was being recorded for possible broadcast. That fact didn't seem to bother the person who answered the phone.
My name is Officer Mark Johnson, and my page ID number is G as in George, S as in same, 727540.
Officer Johnson informed me I owed a considerable amount of unpaid taxes between the years of 2009 and 2014.
There is $5,664.23 that has been coming on you as an outstanding amount of balance.
If I did not address this matter immediately, that very day, terrible things would happen to me.
The local authorities with an arrest warrant will come at your place. Your driver license will be canceled and everything under your name. Your property, your bank account, everything is going to be frozen. And you are going to face a federal imprisonment for up to 5 years.
Scary stuff, huh? Well, not wanting to go to jail and have all my property seized, I told Officer Johnson there was no way I could pay the full amount right now and that I had only about $1,000 in my bank account. He said he could put a hold on the arrest warrant if I paid that now and set up a payment plan for the rest.
Withdraw the money from your bank as in $1,000 as in cash. Once you have this amount of money as in cash, you have to convert this money into an restitution electronic gift card. It will be a specific kind of electronic gift card which you have to purchase from your nearby store. I will let you know the nearest place, the government certified store where you can go and get those electronic gift cards.
To make sure I did that, Officer Johnson told me to continue my conversation with him on my cell phone so he could verify I actually purchased the gift card by supplying him with the card's number and the personal identification number needed to unlock the transaction. After that, he'd tell me what to do next.
You have to give those electronic card in an IRS building to an IRS officer. They will make the physical access of those electronic card and then the payment is going to be accepted. And at the same time, you will get the document and paperwork and the monthly installment of $100 a month.
By now, the conversation had been going on for nearly a quarter of an hour, and I figured it was time to fully identify myself as a radio reporter doing a story on scams like this. Officer Johnson had this reaction. On the second and final part of this report tomorrow, we'll talk with a real IRS person and also local law enforcement about how widespread this scam is and how not to become a victim. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.